This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. At least 15 Israeli soldiers were killed over the weekend in combat in Gaza. Public support for the war is being tested, with the death toll continuing to climb. More from VOA's Linda Gradstein.
I think, you know, it's day 79 of the war. It was a bad weekend in terms of Israeli casualties, bringing the number to, I think, 152 or something. So the mood is heavy, sad, and I think people are kind of growing tired of the war. But that said, there's still kind of a sense that now that Israel has started, that it would be a mistake to end it before the goals are achieved. Although there are some reports that possibly some kind of a deal for the end of the war is starting to come together.
Linda Gradstein reporting from Jerusalem. At least 68 people, including a baby, have been killed in Gaza. The latest bloodshed comes in a weekend that's marked some of the war's deadliest airstrikes. A health ministry spokesperson says the toll was likely to rise after the strike on a refugee camp. An AP reporter on the scene watched bodies and wounded being carried into a nearby hospital. Manchester United said on Sunday that British billionaire Jim Ratcliffe had bought a minority stake in the storied Premier League club. Ratcliffe has secured a stake of up to 25% and will invest over $300 million in its Old Trafford Stadium. As part of the deal, United said Ratcliffe would take responsibility for the soccer club's operations. In total, the deal will be worth around $1.6 billion. For additional stories,